100 Word Stories.
Da, 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 da.
Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, or horrible sinus and headache issues. The topic this week was dreams, and we've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Gideon McMillan, who didn't record his own stories. That's two stories, two, plural. So, I'm going to go ahead and have a midget record them for him. You got a midget here somewhere, I think. Every house should have one. Hold on. Wait. Oh, there he is. He's under the sink. Oh, God, I hope he didn't drink too much.
I have a unique ability. I can predict when changes will occur in my life. Normally, I do not remember my dreams, but there are times when I will have a series of vivid, unrelated dreams that stay with me. After 6 months or so, when the dreams have been long forgotten, events will happen in my life that bring the dreams back to life. The dreams become real, like déjà vu. That déjà vu is always followed by a momentous change in my life, like the time 3 months ago when I dreamt I was a writer. Oh, shit.
Thank you, Gideon, and thank you, Midget, and oh, wait, one more. Let's listen.
We fly in the heavens, swooping, wingtip to wingtip, seeking fantasies together, exploring the visceral, the erotic, the mundane, clouds of joy joined by our dreams. We glide, relishing our shared connection, building the clouds higher, stronger, glorious, pampering our love. We soar. The moist coolness of the clouds envelops us, making it real. Then, the cage guinea pigs of our minds spin their wheels furiously, spreading away the wisps of cloud. We fall, reaching out, grasping in vain, passing our creations, quickly disappearing clouds of love. We land, safely, 2 feet on solid ground. Our dreams, a faint memory.
Thank you, Gideon. Again, because, you know, I already thanked him. All right. haven't had enough coffee. I should have some. Hold on. It's some Starbucks that we got as a Christmas gift 10 years ago. Does coffee ever go bad? It's vacuum sealed, so I'm sure that it will survive a nuclear war. Oh, no, nuclear war. Actually, a good nuclear war right about now would probably cure the stalemate in Washington. Hey, let's start one. So, all right, let's move on to the next participant, and that is, let's see, hold on, I don't know what name to use, because whenever I see a real name, I'm like, do I use the real name? Is it safe? I've got here listed Elaine by Lena Ash, but I'm not too sure, so we'll just, you know, pretend you didn't hear that if I'm not supposed to use it. So, new participant, and I've already got her link in the page of the links of all the stuff, so you can get there, and it's up on the post. And if you've been a participant of the weekly challenge, and you're not in the gigantic list of folks who have been in the weekly challenge there on the site, let me know. Or if you've got a link that needs to be updated, like Guy David. Guy David recently moved to guydavid.wordpress.com. However, I can't keep checking these every day, every hour, keeping them updated. So I depend on you to let me know when these update. So let me know. Or if you, I don't want to be on that list anymore. Well, okay, I'm going to miss you, but I'm not going to remove it. So here we go with Lena Ashe's story. I hope you enjoy.
She woke with a cold sweat, hoping it was not a dream. It was all so real, the sight of him smiling, so endearing, so loving. She could have sworn she felt the warmth of his skin, the touch of his lips against hers, him wrapping his arms around her, him breathing softly her favorite words, "Hey, baby," as she nuzzled into him, the safeness she can never forget. Yet, looking upon his made-up side of her bed and the coldness of his ring on the necklace on her chest, she knew this dream was still her nightmare instead.
Thank you, Lena, and welcome to the weekly challenge, and keep coming back. Please, 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 we need more people. We need, like, thousands of people to send in stories that way. Oh, it takes me more than a week to do the weekly challenge, and then there's going to be, like, time loops and everything. That would be kind of cool, actually. And speaking of kind of cool, very cool, Zachman's back. See, he keeps coming. He keeps coming back. If he can keep coming back, you can keep coming back. Even though if you need to take a break, like, say, Danny. Danny needed to take a break. He's, you know, too angry. I say, feel your anger. Funnel your anger into the story. Feel your hate and rage and wrap it up in, you know, bunnies and nyan cats. And anyway, here's Zachman with his story, which I don't think is too terribly angry. I don't know. You decide for yourself.
Peoples of Earth and Crestidia, I know it was a long war and we are rebuilding after hard times, but I have a dream. A dream that someday humans and the lobster people of Crestidia will stand hands and claws together, thinking of each other as friend instead of delicious. As we were fighting each other and consuming each other, I mean, consuming each other's resources, other powers have become way too strong. I have a dream that we fight side by side and not only defeat the space-ternal planet, but eventually our biggest menace, Planet Z.
Oh, sure. Try to collect up all the allies you can against Planet Z. You have no hope. Planet Z will crush you all. You see, Planet Z writes stuff for me to read instead of... You know, never mind. Thank you, Zach, man. And hopefully you win in your campaign against Planet Z. He wants to destroy us all, slowly, with his song. Killing us softly with his song. I don't know how the song goes. I just know that it's a loop of killing softly songs. And why don't they kill people loud? If they're killing too softly, they're going to have to pop those microphones up and sweeten it a bit and maybe auto-tune it. I don't know. I'm not into, well, I am into music, but I don't do the whole, never mind. Maybe Tom can explain it. Tom, help me. Rescue me from my foot-and-mouth disease. Hopefully it's not something that, you know, can't be cured. Maybe we should have a telethon or a relay for it. I don't know. Tom, please? Please?
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I have a weekly update. Zachman has entered the top 10, passing Leanna. Congratulations. He's also just one shy of becoming the 12th Golden Monkey. Tonight's story is called Not a Story at All. Unlike Norval Joe, I write my stories in the bathtub, but like Norval Joe, and who wouldn't, I always go with the first thing that pops into my head, which can be quite painful if it's through the frontal lobes or the inner ear. The second thing I do first is choose the music for the sound bed. I like to do that in, well, bed. This week I could use Sweet Dreams, or Dreamer, Dream a Little Dream of Me, or Dream, 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 or I Dream of Genie. How many words was that?
Ha Thank you, Tom. And don't refer to that dream song that did, no, gives me nightmares. And whoa, Zach Mann is almost a golden monkey. Well, I'll get the. I still need to do the magnets to give out for the golden monkey. I know, Tom, you sent out the image and the this, and I need to get off my butt and do that. And okay, here's the deal. If you're a golden monkey winner and you go up on the site and you see that you are a winner of a golden monkey, I want you to yell at me. I want you to go, I want my golden monkey sticker. And I'll get off my ass and do it. So there you go. And I'll create the golden monkey stickers and give me your addresses. That way, you know, I can mail them out. Or maybe I'll post them up on the site and then give you like $5 in PayPal and then you can cafe press it. And I don't know. I'm so lazy. I'm lazy. I've gotten lazy this past month, too. I'm back up to about 194 pounds. I was down to 185, back up to 194. I don't do as much walks. I enjoy what I eat too much. Well, okay, I enjoy it, but I eat too much, so I enjoy it more, as opposed to enjoying it so much, because it's so rare. But enough about me. You don't care. You just want to hear the stories. Fine. Here's TJ and his story. See how things are up there in North Dakota. Call this the North Dakota Report. I wonder if this is another one in his serial of, you know, the teen spy guy. Ooh, that could be fun. Let's put on our spy glasses. Get out your Dakota rings. Ooh, I got a ring, too. Got a replacement ring. Still got it. Haven't lost it yet.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this is Everyone is Named Sarah. Martin caught a flash of red hair as the girl ducked into the top copy. She pulled her hoodie up, shifting her oversized yellow purse to the outside and crossing to a Hot Topic to watch him pass. She pulled the blue wig from her bag and shed the hoodie, luxuriating in the AC across her naked shoulders and halter top as she slinked along behind him. He stopped, and she caught up with him. Sarah, he asked, handing her an ID. I thought that was you, he said to the girl of his dreams. You dropped this about 3 looks back.
You dropped this about 3 looks back. Yeah, yeah, I remember those days. Thank you, TJ, for reminding me and editing out the whole thing about getting arrested and all the photographs they found and the... No, never mind. I'm going to edit this out. All right. Well, thank you, TJ. And looking forward to more interesting, fun things. Hoodie. I love the word hoodie. It reminds me of things that it isn't. I'm not too sure what it is, but whatever. Moving on. Norval Joe is back. Yeah, he's coming back with a vengeance. I don't know what he's avenging, but he's avenging something. All right, well, hold on. He's still getting the guy with the harmonica ready. He's cleaning it out, tapping it against his shoe, looking in it. I think he probably should run it through the dishwasher. Maybe a little disinfectant. Well, hold on, he's putting it to his mouth. And...
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. I have a bit of a sore throat tonight, so I hope you bear with me. I just went and saw the last episode of Harry Potter at the movie theater. Again, another reason why I'm late at night, but it was enjoyable. I'm glad I saw it. The end of an era. Well, here's my story for the weekly challenge number 274 with the prompt of dreams. Flypaper Boy felt more like an animal in a trap than a passenger in a limousine. Esmeralda Flinch, vice president of marketing at the Women's Trade Federation, smiled with straight, pearly teeth from across the compartment. There was no humor in her eyes. "I'll have a team of the best lawyers in the state make light work of your case," she told the boy. "In your wildest dreams, you or your parents couldn't afford such talent."
"I have a feeling the WTF will make me pay some other way,"
Flypaper Boy said cynically. Suddenly, Esmeralda's eyes did smile. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
And thank you for listening, Norval Joe. And writing and recording and, you know, coming up and getting the harmonica player in there. And what got you the idea of putting in the harmonica player? I don't know. What styles do people bring to it? What is your unique style to story writing and story recording and story telling and story time? Okay, I need more coffee. Hold on. I got the laundry started. My wife's coming home today from Florida after a week. So I forgot to get the vacuum cleaner fixed. I suck. But I did get some other stuff fixed, and I scrubbed out the where Nardo, you know, bleh, but he doesn't do it as much. So, and I've got the litter boxes done. I've got the kitchen sort of clean. I've got fresh milk in the fridge. I got fresh iced tea ready. I haven't made too much of a wreck of the place. Oh, I got to sort the mail. Yeah, I got to do that too. I don't know. Maybe I can just, you know, hide. Ooh, that cat's knocked that painting askew. I need to re-skew it. So while I work on skewing the painting, Daniel, oh, I'm allowed to say Worthington? Daniel Worthington is back, and he had some trouble recording. So here we go with, the midget's done a lot this week, but sometimes, you know, we get a lot of midget, and sometimes we don't get any. So it keeps him busy. Keeps him very, very busy.
"Okay, back up a sec," I said, feeling a headache coming on. "Explain that one again." "They're metaphysical parasites that latch onto dreams and feed on imagination. And that's why people are becoming more apathetic?" "Yes, and they become less imaginative. They also become more complacent. The government has truly created the perfect tool for controlling the masses." Oh, my headache just kept getting worse as I tried to understand the concept. Metaphysical parasites? What? Hell, if those infected try to think outside the parasite's pre-programmed parameters, they'll just get a massive headache that forces them to stop.
"You know what gives me a headache? The midget. Man, he's burning things. Worse than the cats. Thank you, Daniel. And sorry you couldn't get the recording in. You probably would have done a better job than the midget, I'm telling you that. Midget's just, he's lazy. He's lazier than me. He's horrible. He's terrible. He does commercials locally, and he's worse than that Vern guy. You know, I can't believe that Jim Vern, he's been dead 11 years. And yet, his legacy lives on. You know what I mean?" So, we got one more story here. It's by Planet Z. Sadly, Zach Mann did not rally the troops quick enough to get him quashed and exiled. So here we go with Planet Z. And just remember, just because Rupert Grint isn't starring in movies anymore, it doesn't mean that you just can't say, "Rupert Grint! Rupert Grint!" What is he, 30 by now? Oh well, at least he hasn't gotten into drugs and all that crap like, you know, that chick, you know, the hot chick, the one... Drew Barrymore. Yeah, her. Oh, by the way, I should probably say something about Amy Winehouse. And that is, look, all this stuff about I feel bad for her family and friends and the folks she works with, it's like, who do you think were the ones that didn't intervene? I mean, they're like, "Oh, we can't do anything. Oh, we can't do anything." Well, now you can't do anything. She's dead. The time that you can't do anything to intervene is when they're dead. Before then, you can do something. Anything. You know? When they wind up dead, it's like, "Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mourn. Whatever." I mean, we saw this, you know, Club 27. We saw this with Michael Jackson and the family and the keepers and the doctor and the, oh, give me my milk, give me my milk, and just, you know, wham. You know, a rolling train wreck. There's a word. It's called retirement. Oh, wait, that means more time to play with the kids. So, I mean, yeah, there's a point at which talent kills, but you've got to step in at some point, which is why I'm going to intervene with Bruin before he gets totally hooked on catnip and loses it. So, I mean, he had a run-in before, and he got better, but I don't think he's learned his lesson. So, that's your moralization high horse for the day, for the week, and now on to Planet Z, where I'll shut the hell up.
One company developed a system that broadcasted signals into people's dreams. They used it to put advertising in there, much like product placement in the movies. Another company developed a system that acted as a dream wiretap. They used it to sense what people wanted or worried about, then target them with ads based on that information. Both companies got bought out by an evil billionaire, and their systems were combined into a global mind control ring. A certain British spy tried to stop him, but instead of telling him about his plan, he shot the spy. He was evil, not stupid.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about dreams. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's website. Well, there is no poll this week. Poll host is blown up again. I need to find another plug-in. Or any suggestions would be welcome. The text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Like the broken pole. Until next week, when the topic will be Armadillo, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. Leave comments on the site suggesting more topics for the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.